Yo, Linwood. Welcome back to another crispy episode here on the SazzCast.
Crispy?
Absolutely, Lauren. Crispy.
Why crispy?
Because we had a lot of things to go through, that's why. Oh yeah, grab your phone, ma'am.
Thank you.
Anytime, you know what I'm saying? Because we also had obstacles to deal with today for our special episode. What we got for today, Lauren?
So, today, I was thinking, because there's been a lot of momentum when it came to social media. You know, we have Instagram, Facebook. I mean, no one uses Facebook, but we have it.
Facts.
I just have recently gotten into LinkedIn. It is my new favorite social media. Do you have a LinkedIn profile?
Wait, I don't even know. I thought LinkedIn was for, like, jobs.
So, only. LinkedIn is for jobs. It's kind of like, a professional Facebook. Like, you make connections with other people who are in your profession.
Okay.
And then you talk to them and... Yeah, it's basically, it's like a digital resume, kind of.
Right.
Because you say, hey, I worked here and here and here. So, like, I'm going to a huge theater conference in March.
Right.
And so, on my resume, on the top, I have my LinkedIn URL or whatever it's called.
Right.
And so, if they want to see, like, everything that I've done, they can look at my LinkedIn.
Right. Because
you can't put everything you've done on a resume.
True.
Because it has to be one page long.
That's fair. Okay.
And so with a resume or with LinkedIn, you can like in-depthly say, this is what I did through 2016 to 2018, something like that.
Okay. I didn't know LinkedIn was like that sophisticated. Well, I didn't even know the purpose, like the main like purpose of LinkedIn, because I thought LinkedIn was just like another... Like Indeed, technically,
no, but like it's with more. Isn't Indeed the,
personally? Indeed's more specific, of the actual specific looking. You know what I'm saying? That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not that.
Okay.
So, anyways, with the social medias we have, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok.
Lord have mercy.
God love that TikTok.
Lord.
So. You know, a lot of social media these days is used for people to express themselves. So, like, for me, I use Instagram to showcase what I'm doing. A lot of my family lives in Colorado and Georgia. And so, by having Facebook, I actively use Facebook so that my grandma can see what I've been doing. Because, you know, grandma doesn't have Instagram.
But, like, yo, granny, see what I did last Friday?
Granny also doesn't have Facebook.
Granny don't got Facebook?
She doesn't have... No, Granny or Nanny. Neither one of them have Facebook.
I'm wrong.
But Granny actually did recently.
Oh, okay.
Get a computer.
Wow.
She bought something on Amazon. She's successfully buying stuff on Amazon. So
okay, Granny.
Step up. And
on
then
me.
Nanny.
Ooh.
We're getting her there. We just gave her a TV stick so she can watch like Netflix.
Oh, the Fire Stick? Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
So she is bedridden.
Fair.
So she can't leave her bed. Like, it's hospital bed in the living room.
Mm.
And so basically, all she can really do is watch TV.
Right.
And they had cable beforehand.
Yeah. Okay.
And so what they end up with watching is like those Lifetime movies. And, like, Judge Judy and, like, Who's Your Daddy, like, that sort of stuff.
Judge Judy on a good day?
But it's funny, because, like, whenever... See, I never watch those shows.
Why not?
When I'm not with her. But every time I watch, like, a part of an episode, I am, like, thoroughly invested. Like, no, that man is the father. We'll, like, get in debates with the person who takes care of Nanny. We'll get in debates on who's the father.
No, you're not getting in debates about who's taking care of somebody's father while you're arguing with your daddy. Caretaker, bro. That's the funniest part.
Thank you. But anyways, so...
Third wall.
Back to third wall conversation. So,
good.
Linwood Wood has the official Instagrams, right?
We have Indeed.
The Linwood Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. accounts. Yeah. We also have, for example, our official Instagram account, yep. Lindenwood FYP.
Mm-hmm. LU Sports, their pages. LU all the sports teams pages,
yes,
in general.
All the fraternity and sororities.
Cabs page.
Lindenwood APO, which is the theater fraternity that I am social media person for.
List.
So all of those are official sponsored by Lindenwood pages.
Literally.
But there is also another side that I think is important to kind of talk about.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, my social media I use to express myself and to show what I'm doing.
Well, best believe.
But with the specific, like, Lindenwood pages that are sponsored by Lindenwood, it all has to be approved, right?
Of course.
Got to make sure that the wording is correct. Got to make sure that the filters are correct so then it stays consistent. Got to make sure that everyone's tagged and make sure all the information is correct. So,
absolutely.
You know, it shows, like, we have student takeovers, but it's still kind of filtered.
Of course.
But with student-ran Instagram accounts, it's not censored by Lindenwood, but rather by the students.
Of course.
So today we kind of wanted to talk about the Instagram accounts ran by students.
Yes. Like, guys, this is no disrespect or no jab at any of the student-ran Instagram pages at all. It's none of that. It's all love and respect, and just overall we're just going over how they make us feel and how in general it brings entertainment and just another way to get Lindenwood and school off our minds, but at the same time give us good relations to how they are in reality.
Yeah, definitely. And it also brings like a sense of we're not alone, because for 2 years now, we have been in this COVID era where a lot of times we have to isolate and stay in our rooms or stay in our dorms by ourselves. For me, my first year here at Lindenwood was basically me in my room. And then every once in a while, I would go outside to the J-Shy to do theater. Mm-hmm. But in general, I was in my room most of the times. And having these accounts really made me feel, oh, hey, I'm not alone. Yeah. Other people feel this too. And to start off this conversation, we are going to go with the best, in my opinion, Instagram account that is not specifically ran by Lindenwood, but by students.
What's up?
If the person who created this account would like to interview with us, we would happily interview you.
Of any of the accounts, honestly.
Of any of the accounts, but specifically this one, because I'm desperate to know.
I feel like everybody is.
But
we have the better abilities to help it keep this closed.
I know. But I think we really need to know how this started.
Absolutely.
But anyways, back to my favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
The LU Shade Room. I know. It's
bangers.
Dicey.
Oh, it is dicey and spicy.
It is dicey and spicy.
Man,
but
Lauren.
The LU Shade Room is one of the best places for students to confess how they feel or what they are doing. In general, there are some like, hey, yo, I saw this cutie walking down the street. Give me your snap. Like, that is, not gonna lie, a lot of it. Or,
go ahead. Or, that girl in the blue Camry. I saw her again this morning. She lost her clout. Let's get her clout back up.
I know.
Please.
Girl in the blue Camry.
We love you.
We love you. We are.
We're still here for you.
We stand for you.
Absolutely. We got you.
But for others besides, you know, saying, hey, yo, that boy or girl is cute.
Be like, hey, yo, here on the team.
Yeah.
10%. What?
There's other ones that, confessions that are really, like, interesting. So,
yeah. Go ahead.
A couple of months ago, we had a mental health day, and that day was a Friday where there was no classes held.
Mm-hmm.
Student workers could choose whether or not they wanted to go into work that day.
Right.
And it was kind of just a day to chill. So at our office, I came in, and there were dogs everywhere, which was amazing. And a cow. If you have any photos of those cows, please send them our way, because I love photos of cows.
Bruh, I wanted to pet the cow.
I know. But there was an interesting comment on LU Shade Room that said, these mental health days are pointless for athletes. My sport is the most mentally draining thing, and I still have two practices. So, Dev, you know, what do you think about that? Like, about how Lindenwood said, this is a mental health day, but then have athletes or, like, rehearsal or work during those mental health days that kind of contradict what Lindenwood is saying.
Honestly, feel like I'm not going to put this on like a major note, like on a forefront of like being like, yo, Lindenwood is this and that, like, not at all. But I feel like it was a thing of like, yo, we got y'all, but the people of like in our state are higher than regular students in some instance. I wouldn't say higher, but do different physical attributes, you know, and actually put in the work for it. I would say it's like not of a betrayal, but more of a saying of, hey, we gonna give you that mental health day, but you're still gonna have to put in that work. But it's even still, it's like, okay, I understand that we have a mental health day on this day. Is that mean that are we expected to have more to come, or is there like now? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, I think, you know, as someone who does theater, I remember for You're in Town when spring 2021,
okay,
we didn't have spring break because of COVID.
Right.
And so during Lindenwood announced that for 2 days there was going to be no school and it was our spring break.
Right.
But the issue was theater didn't get a spring break. Like, You're in Town, we had to be at rehearsal at like 12 o'clock until 6, which was good because we didn't have to go from like 6 to 12.
Yeah.
So on that aspect, it was good. But the issue is we didn't get our spring break.
Technically, yeah.
We were tired until 1. We had rehearsal, and then we were exhausted by 6. Okay. So we didn't get that break that we also needed.
I feel you.
And so I think one of the things that's important to remember is that if Lindenwood decides it is a mental health day or it is a day off, that should apply to everyone.
I'm
talking about theater people, arts people, sports, athletes, coaches.
Yes.
You deserve those days off because Lindenwood has made the decision. Y'all need a break.
For real. Like, honestly, I feel like we all can come to a conclusion of why we had the mental health day in general, but I will not go on to state why. But falling off the repercussions of why we initially had the mental health day, why not? You know what I'm saying? If we're going to have a day for everybody not to be here and actually do and actually get their mentals in straight because of an actual event, then let's reciprocate that. That's how I feel. And it's like, I understand in some form or fashion that some sports, you know, still got to get their workouts and still got to put in that dedication because you never know what may happen next, especially with COVID. I get that. But I'm saying also you can put in, say, if it's going to be a one-time thing, then okay.
Yeah. Because, like, the mental aspects of sports has definitely been brought more into light. Like,
intensely, yes.
Simone.
Okay.
Who does gymnastics. She competed.
Biles, yes.
Yeah, she competed in the Olympics, but she stopped because she was like, my mental health is not great.
Warrior.
And if I do this,
brave,
I will injure myself and be unable to compete. And I think it was amazing of her to do because it basically was like, mental health is important. And especially with student athletes and the amount of, I mean, we've talked to
literally countless players, yes,
volleyball players, rugby players, like they work so hard for their team and their sport, but
for
they
real
also need to take care of their mental health because it is so important. I think college students in general need to remember the importance of mental health. I mean, you and I were talking about it just a couple of minutes ago about, hey, Lauren, I know you're stressed. Think about your mental health.
For real. I was like, Lauren, God, do you, man.
I know.
But at the same time, I can see what you're coming from because it's hard once you do it every day, all day. I totally understand.
Yeah, it's hard to, like, put your mental health first.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's one of the reasons why these accounts are so important. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, even one of the posts was basically, I can't find it, but it basically said, I am pre-med, but I'm not really happy in pre-med, but my parents want me yes. to be in pre-med. What do I do?
I saw and, that. Like,
if this person didn't feel like they had enough support mm-hmm. to express their feelings to yeah. their friends or their family, LU Shade Room posted it, and we had at least 5 to 10 people say, yeah. hey, support. I was in the same boat as you. This is how I handled it.
Mm-hmm.
So Lindenwood Shade Rooms, these accounts give some help to students who feel so alone. Social media has many pros and cons when it comes to, you know, their usage in our daily lives.
True.
But one thing about these student-led Instagram accounts mm-hmm. is that they provide kind of like we're not alone atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a sense of community.
Yeah, a sense of community.
I feel mean, you.
What about you? Like, do you think the same?
Oh, yes, intensely. Like, I was, before we're going into this one, I was like, you can see it, like, when we were talking about mental health on these athletes, like, besides, you know, seeing it through, you know, their actions and when they're physically doing their sport, think, look outside, like, the people they hang out with. Every athlete we've gotten in here has all talked about how their team wanted to seem or wanted to broadcast to everybody else a sense of unity mm-hmm. and a sense of community. And I feel like that also is a big representation of what mental health can, like, directly be when it comes to being, like, a factor or a facet of how it amplifies into different institutions of life.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's also just, like, it's good because it makes you come back to what you naturally want to do.
Yeah.
And I...
Yeah. No, it's definitely an interesting... There's a fine line between mm-hmm. social media helping mental health and social media hurting mental health.
I think
most of these accounts
yeah.
do a really good job differentiating those two places.
My question is, do you feel there's... Here, let me ask this. Do you feel like within yourself or with anybody, like, looking on these shade, like, anything when it comes to, like, Lindenwood outside of Lindenwood non-Lindenwood-owned mm-hmm. media, sorry. Do you feel like there is a place where people get it mixed between trying to have their own morals split from seeing it as entertainment, like we were talking earlier?
Yeah, no, I think definitely there is that split. Like, I think, you know, with the Shade Room, you have a lot of people who are like, hey, yo, AJ on the soccer team
True.
Is mighty fine.
Y'all be like, y'all be acting like y'all can't go on the rosters and check out whose names these yes. is, bro. Come on.
And so I think that's also important to be like, this room is used to, like, state our confession.
Fair.
But we also don't want to attack, like, a certain person or a certain group. Like,
respect.
I remember when it first started, that mm-hmm. was my freshman year, for a good solid couple of weeks, there was a post about the rugby team every single day.
Usually, yeah.
And so,
no
like,
cap.
They were really just going at them.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
Friday,
Saturday, and Sunday.
You
can literally build a calendar with these guys.
Exactly. And so, I think, you know, LU Shade Room does a really good job at, like, mm-hmm. kind of filtering out what they think is worthy of being posted and mm-hmm. not worthy of being posted. I mean, they even went on
yeah.
their account and said, if this is harmful, I will not post it.
Yes.
And it is their top tweet on their Twitter account.
Also
because
true.
Because they have, basically, they post almost all the confessions on mm-hmm. Twitter.
Okay.
But then they
yeah.
post, like, their favorites on Instagram. So
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. So if you want to see most of them, mm-hmm. you're going to go to Twitter. If you want to see the best, you go to Instagram.
Fair enough.
So.
No wonder I was seeing more of them. Okay. Yeah. Overall, I think Shade Room is going to stay for a while, especially since moving on, like, if we're talking about other social medias, like the meme page that was talking about over break, they were trying to find a successor.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, this definitely, these meme pages can definitely go on.
Yeah. And speaking of memes, we have two Instagram accounts.
Yes.
That we found that have memes specifically at Lindenwood. We have Linden_LOL and Lindy_memes. Both of these pages have some memes. And while we were figuring out some technical issues, I started screenshotting lots of memes. And for the viewers, if you go to our Instagram, Lindenwood FYP, I'm going to tag each of the accounts that we mention in the post in case you have a hard time finding it. So, first one, it is a picture of a mountain with the top of the mountain saying, "My classes covered in snow," and four people with snow boots and snow pants hiking up the mountain to their dorm. And it says, "Nothing worse than walking all the way to Spelman to get the wrong order."
Oh.
I mean, that's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny, but at the same time, pretty brutal. I understand her pain, or their pain, because if you're living in, like, everybody who lives in freshman quad, I feel so sorry for y'all in the wintertime, like, no matter what. Because I know exactly how it feels when you wake up in the morning and you hungry and it's about like 11 or 12, or you come back from classes 11 and 12 and you get to the room and you're like, man, I got to walk all the way back to Spelman to get something to eat. So you take yourself all the way to Spelman to get something to eat. Yeah. But you don't want to sit down. You want to sit in your own chair.
Yes.
So you take that food back.
Yes.
That is the most utter coldest journey you will ever take in your life. Talking about straight Eskimo.
I wouldn't say that.
No, I'm telling Lauren, you don't understand. Like, you know, so you know how Hunter Stadium has like that wall that with the stone, right?
Yeah.
Little small fact, I busted my butt and like scraped up my calf on that wall. We ain't gonna talk about that though. But
how'd you do that?
Because I like to walk on that. That side, because right there, I don't like when two people walk on that sidewalk. I feel like that sidewalk should be pushed out a little bit more. Yeah. Because
no, I understand.
Yeah. And then you try to look like a and then people look at you like you're retarded or like you're just a goofball for being on top of there. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't want to bump into somebody who's not really paying attention or give about my feelings that day. So
yeah.
But anyway, no. Where's that going?
You were talking about the coldness.
Yeah. So the whole road, Lauren, is a hill. So starting from the bottom there, that's the bottom there. Here, you're going to get smacked with everything.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's worse to go to Starbucks because then you go from, because it's like an incline all the way until you get to that intersection right by like the Lark. Okay. There's the two stop signs and then the roads. That is a steep hill. Like it.
It's the steepest.
It is takes some effort. And especially if there's ice.
Good day.
You are good day. On your bottom.
Hashtag last week, good day.
So, but I have a weird...
I don't know, that's why you cut through.
Like, coldness monitor ever since I fell into the frozen pond. So.
Oh, my Lord.
What?
Okay, that makes sense, though.
I know.
I feel you.
Because when you fall into a frozen pond...
You definitely... I'm just used to slipping in the cold.
Like, coldness kind of just go out the window because you're never as cold as that.
Fair.
So, the next meme... is this person grabbing a hold of this another person, and it says, "Quizlet,
hold up, Sway.
Me who never studies," and midterms are on the bottom. And I was wondering, Dev,
yeah,
we just passed our 8-week midterms. So
really?
Are you? Yeah. So like, I'm taking a nonprofit class, right?
Yeah.
It's an online class and it's an 8 weeks. So I had a midterm.
Oh, 8 week. Yeah, you're right.
So, you know, I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Quizlet really did help me. I created those flashcards.
Yeah.
And I worked very hard to, you know?
Oh, so the right way to do Quizlet.
Yeah, the right way to do Quizlet. Now, the wrong way to do Quizlet.
I think we all know that one.
I think we all know that one. And I'm not going to specifically say, hey, yo, this is how you cheat.
For real, I can't.
Because we are the Student and Academic Support Services Office. Oh,
God. We can support y'all, but we can't.
Can support y'all.
Can't give y'all hacks like that. I'm sorry.
We have tutors.
Yes.
We have a new tutor, actually.
Actually, yes, Kyle.
Kyle. Fun fact, if you're needing help with math or computer stuff, Kyle is your man. He is a junior volleyball player.
Yeah, I figured he'd play volleyball. Like I seen his face before.
You saw his face? Oh, I thought you
Yeah, I see all the kids who come, like all the freshmen. I've been doing NSL for
a
lot.
He's a junior.
I know, He came in after me then.
But he's not that tall. Like, I guess he is.
Man got hops, bro.
Man got hops?
For being that tall, you have hops on me.
Do I have hops?
And he's a little lengthy.
He's lengthy.
Right. So I'm like, plus I've seen him before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, he, along with our amazing tutors,
yeah,
are here to help you, so you don't need that Quizlet.
I swear, y'all, please come in. We're all helpful. Like,
and
literally.
We're all pretty entertaining. If you ask anyone who's come to the SAS office and they're like having a bad day, we can turn that frown upside down.
For real, low-key, that's one thing I will say about our office. You come in the office and you don't feel like messing with the day, come talk to somebody in the office.
Yeah.
For like maybe 5 minutes.
And even if you're not really wanting to talk, look 15. At our decorations.
True, Lauren put up hearts all over the building.
I'm trying to convince our office, well, I'm trying to convince Lindenwood to let me buy, like, stuff to decorate the office with, like, this year, so then next year, we can do decorations once a month.
Oh, I feel you. The only problem is we just don't got the room. That's the only thing.
We got the room.
Well, if you get rid of the shirts.
If you get rid of the shirts. Also, fun fact.
A lot of shirts. Yes.
If you're interested in a shirt, if you're like, you know what? I really think I need more Lindenwood shirts.
Yeah, some apparel.
Come to the SAS office. We will happily give you a shirt.
Another shirt. You might already have that shirt, but it's okay.
You can get a second one. You can get one to your brother.
A different
your
size.
Sister,
your cousin.
Mother,
your cousin's
your father,
cousin. Your baby your mama. Your baby daddy. You already know.
Your child.
Your ex.
Your ex-girlfriend.
Your ex's boyfriend.
Your ex's girlfriend's boyfriend.
Your ex's girlfriend's boyfriend's brother.
Your nail stylist.
Oh, your hair salonist.
Your groomer.
Your accountant.
Your dog.
Your cat.
Actually, that'd be really cute. Please send me photos of your dog in a Lindenwood shirt.
Hey, tell me, I'll tell you right now. If you can send me a photo of a Lindenwood shirt on a chicken, I'll give you $50.
A chicken?
Yes, $50. Or I'll give you $100 for a rooster.
Okay, so my family lives on a ranch, right?
I'm going to see it.
So
I gotta visually see it.
If I Snapchat you a photo of a chicken,
I will
visually.
I gotta visually see it.
You'll give me $50.
I need video proof. I can't do pictures. I need video proof.
Video proof?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I can do that. Once I go back to Colorado, which is next to whenever I can figure that out.
Exactly.
We'll do that.
So I'm hearing slight victory.
Speaking of animals, you know, I have a dog.
Right.
Her name is Berlin. She is a Doberman.
Yeah.
She is 6 years old. She's the love of my life.
She's only six?
Yeah, she's adorable.
Oh, okay.
I love her so much. And, like, every time I see her,
she just
makes me happy. She's like, when I first came home, what was it, winter break? This dog got so excited to see me, she pushed me over. And she's not that heavy of a dog. She's, like, 70 pounds. Fun fact, she's, like, the only one who's, like, skinny in our family.
Lord.
But,
She's a dog.
She's adorable.
I know.
And, like, I can't even get mad. Like, she does some stuff. Like, she...
She's a Doberman. Okay.
She bites.
Yeah.
And she kind of tears up her bed. So, like, I can't really get annoyed with her. Even when she accidentally punched my face when I had jaw surgery, I still was, like... crying, and I'm like, I still love you, but please never do that again. She was trying to, like, hug me.
Oh, my God.
She was trying to hug me.
Yeah.
And she accidentally, like, just punched me in the face after my jaw surgery.
I'm like, oh, my God, Ma, I love you, Schmack.
Yeah.
Yes. But how do you get sucker punched by a dog, babe?
Very carefully.
Oh, my God.
Just any injury that I have is just done very carefully.
True, true.
I mean, I twisted my ankle going down one step, I stepped on the ground.
We've already had this discussion.
It.
About you and that ankle, okay?
Okay, it's not broken.
Yeah, we're good now. It's healed up. Well, thank God. Enough.
I never talked to a doctor, so. But it's fine. Anyways, back to the puppies. So.
Lord have mercy. I'm just fine. Continue.
You love me. All right, so Linda Wood has an Instagram account called Linden Pups. Now, this page is full. Did you just say woof?
Oh, me, woof. Linden Pups. And you gotta put a woof in there.
Little pups. Woof.
Do they have a dog? They have to have a print emoji after there.
No, definitely.
Come on, Linden Pups. How are you not going to have the whole pup? How are you not going to have the paw print emoji after your name?
Yeah, no, there's no.
I thought everything was certified if you put an emoji on it. And I come on, cuz.
The Lindenwood Snacks has a emoji on theirs.
That's what I'm saying, man.
So does an emoji mean it's official?
No, I'm just saying, like, if it goes with the theme, I mean, at that point, that's an extra, that extra oomph. You know what I'm saying?
What extra oomph should we put to our Instagram account?
Man. Nah. You know that emoji that people use to be like, preach? Yeah. So you know that, okay, you know the emoji that it's just the head, but it's the lines that you're speaking out? That one. I would use that.
Why?
Because.
Line? Not line. Lion leaders?
Fair.
Because we're like. Yelling and excited and talking.
Oh, no. If I was going to do for line leaders, I would definitely do a camp counselor hat. A camp counselor hat.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you really know me and see me during NSO season, everybody says, Dev, why you keep coming to this event like you're a camp counselor? I'm like, I'm sorry. I just got that swag like that.
He does. So, basically, what can happen with the Linden Pups?
Yeah.
Back to the
Go ahead, yes.
You basically submit a photo. And then you can submit as many photos as you want. So, yeah. For example, there is a dog named Scoob Blanton, owned by Claire.
Claire.
And this dog legitimately looks like Scooby-Doo.
You said Claire?
Yeah.
Claire, I just want to say that your dog is absolutely stunning.
I know.
And I'm definitely waiting today. That I have the right honor to pet those floppy ears and say, Scoop! Oh, God.
Yes, Claire, if you let us touch. If you let us.
Touch.
If you let us pet your dog, we will give you a free t-shirt. We'll give you and your dog a free t-shirt.
Fair.
Because we have so many.
No, I got a question, Lauren. Are you a fan of pinning clothes on your animals? Because every year, I swear to God, every year. Every single year, mm-hmm. during whether it's Christmas, mm-hmm. whether it's Mardi Gras or St. Patrick's Day or any of those type of holidays,
yeah.
Why is there a need to put clothes on your edible? I understand it's festive and I respect it. It is adorable, but God dang, man, sometimes y'all be wilding, especially Halloween. Y'all be crazy.
Okay, so here's the thing:
a wiener dog in a hot dog costume. You gotta be kidding me.
Fun fact.
That's the hilarious, though.
I really want a wiener dog, but my stepdad hates them.
My best friend, my old best friend used to have a wiener dog. We called him Mr. Wiener.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, yeah.
I think, honestly, like, there's certain types of people who, like, dress their dogs, right?
Yeah.
We have the people who, like, spend ridiculous amount of money to, like, put their dogs in outfits and get them, like, booties and stuff like that.
Bruh. Like,
but then there's the practical, right? So.
Get it.
Let's say mm-hmm. you have a dog, right? This past week, we were snowed out for 3 days, right?
Lord have mercy.
It was cold. Clammy. It was freezing. Yeah. There was rain. Like, there was, when I got my car out of the parking lot, which, by the way, took forever, there was, like, a good solid inch or two of ice wrapped around my car. It's like there was ice wrapping around my car and, like, it's super cold, and for puppies,
it is.
So what you have to do is you have to put their little baby feeties in the boots, and they're not going to like it, but it's
keep
for their
them at
protection.
The crib.
No, they have to go potty. And so you put their, like, winter jacket on and
not
their
the winter
earmuffs
jacket.
To, like,
they have a winter jacket.
Keep it them. I mean, it's cold.
It is cold, you know what I'm saying? It's also windy, you know? Okay. But at the same time. They are built for that.
Do you put a jacket on when it's cold?
Not really. Like, sometimes, like, it depends.
Okay, this past 3 days,
yeah,
when it has been snowing like a blizzard,
yeah,
and you went outside.
I went outside.
You telling me,
yeah,
you're going out in a t-shirt and shorts?
I did one time. I'm not even gonna cap.
Okay, fair. I've done that.
I'm on God.
I have done.
But what I did to go clean my car, of course you had to, because I don't have time for snow, trying to get all limp in your socks, and you somehow you. No, we all know you wipe off the top of your car. We all know that one, like, that one swipe that gets all the snow somehow, like, in your pants.
Oh.
Like, bruh. Or you, like, you get it, like, if you have an open coat.
In your shirt.
Bruh. And you just, you're like, ah, bruh, I hate it.
No, so when I was getting my car out of the snow, I didn't have a shovel. So what did I do?
Well, of course not. I didn't have anything.
Tennis shoes and leggings. I'm kicking.
Oh, I did the same thing. On me, I did.
Off my car, and then I'd like drive, and then it would get stuck, and then I'd kick and drive, and at one point I slipped, and I landed in the snow, like my entire body landed in the snow, and I was like,
Lauren,
we're gonna keep going, and so like everything about all my entire shirt, my entire pants, everything, my shoes, my socks, my hair, all of it was wet.
Oh, most definitely.
But I was determined to get my car out of the snow. And you know what? When I came back, a lovely person shoveled their car out and left. And I took advantage of their kindness and parked my car where they shoveled.
Oh, no, Lauren. That's just finessing. What you mean? It's common law. You ever heard of this? You move your meat, you lose your seat?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, God.
It's fine. I appreciate whoever shoveled. It was very helpful.
Unanimous person? Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
But, whoever you are.
I made some effort.
Hey, it was all about getting out, you know?
Yeah. So, we talked about Lindenwood Pups, the Lindenwood Snacks, the LU Shade Room, and the memes one.
Yes.
Now, let's talk about,
I know.
Let's talk about the one that has received the most hype couple of days. So this, like week or two.
Okay, go ahead.
The snow has gotten me off track. So this account was created like 2 weeks ago. And it had, let's say, maybe like 5 followers. And then, all of a sudden, it started gaining traction. A lot of people were like liking the photos, sharing it on their story. I mean, have you seen the photos from this account?
Maybe. It's been a while, Lauren. I've been deep in homework.
I know. The homework has definitely made it harder to find these accounts. But
trust me.
The question. Now I found it. So the account has now 513 followers.
513?
In less than 2 weeks.
Bangers.
Now that's crazy, right? So this account is dedicated to showing the world, because this account is not private, it is public. Granted, I don't think the world is really paying attention, but
it depends. I don't know if it's public or it's private.
No, it's public.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at it through a different account that's not following it.
Okay.
So, anyways, this account basically shows photos of what the dining experience kind of is like at Lindenwood. These are sent in by students to this account, and they post it. So their first photo is a yummy steakless burrito from the wonderful Qdoba. Now, there is no steak in this burrito.
I visually do see it. Yeah, I remember that one.
And now, mistakes happen.
Of course. Everyone's
not perfect. And especially, like, do you guys remember?
Especially up on the Grubhub app, okay.
The first semester here of 2021, the fall of 2021.
Man,
and,
all
like,
I
that first week or two or five, it was you ordered your breakfast. You got your breakfast, then you ordered your lunch, and it would take like 3 hours.
Yeah.
And so,
the beginning of the whole Grubhub thing was so insane, yeah.
Luckily, Linda Wood was able to, like, kind of ease that a bit.
Or so, adapt, like, to it.
Or adapt, so yeah. Now it's not as bad. Like, I can get my Starbucks in generally, like, an hour, so that's good.
Yeah, that's fair, yeah.
But it was definitely bad in the first, so I understand how mistakes can happen, because you have, like, 500, 600, 700 orders.
True.
In, like, the span of 3 hours. Mistakes happen, because guess what? It's ran by students, and it's ran by workers, and it is honestly not ran by robots.
Also true, and also learn, you got to also put into consideration that some of our classes don't run that long either.
Yes.
They're only 50 minutes.
I know.
So I'm like, that's barely even an hour. Exactly. So I'm like, within that time, they really don't have the time to even breathe.
No. So. Like, the worker, I've talked to multiple workers from mm-hmm. Starbucks.
Oh, really?
Qdoba. I mean, I've become friends with the people at the Spelman Shopping Center kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
The people who run that, I don't know their names.
Jane?
No.
Jane was in there today.
I know she Jane. Was in, yeah.
I love Jane. Jane's shout out famous. To Jane.
But
Canadian.
There's some other people who, like, I see every day.
Yeah.
And they're like, are you here for your daily smoothie? And I said, you bet. Also, their smoothies are amazing.
Hey, true. Aren't they? Did they start doing those?
Yeah, so they're doing fruit. Like, they're frozen fruit. So it's no longer the juice.
Okay, because I remember they did something new. I couldn't remember what it was.
No, it's the, they now have frozen fruit. But, you know, this account really does, like, address some of the issues that we as students face.
True.
So, for example, the most liked photo on this page with 92 likes and mm-hmm. 9 comments is a Qdoba taco, 3 Qdoba tacos, with one of the tacos having a tiny little worm in it. Just a cute little green worm doing its thing.
Right.
And so, basically,
mm-hmm.
the students and me, as well as lots of people, were just kind of upset that this could happen. But
I understand.
It's weird, because, fun fact, when I was in high school, I decided I wanted to be a culinary person.
So I've been there, yeah.
I went to a culinary school for a semester.
Oh, you actually did it?
I did.
Oh, snap, okay.
There was a program in Lincoln where you could take college credit while in high school.
Okay.
So I was taking classes there. Fun fact, absolutely hate culinary. But
it's okay.
We learned a lot about how food is supposed to be handled. Like,
yeah, processed.
And how, like, when you get a delivery, certain people have to be able to approve that delivery. Mm-hmm. And you have to thoroughly check the delivery before you even put it in the walk-in freezer, the walk-in cooler,
or
dry storage.
You know how many times there's been, like, literally an E. coli outbreak in lettuce in the past, like, 3 years, bro?
So mistakes definitely can happen. Crazy. But I think what Linda Wood students are feeling is...
Mm-hmm.
We spend all of this money
true.
To have food that we don't feel is, you know, supporting us. Like, there is a burrito that is not even the size of someone's hand.
Oh, okay. That one I did saw. That one I got it. I will come to confession that I got pretty pressed about. And but it was on the fact of, like, I understand.
Yeah. And then a cheeseburger with a good size bite taken out of it with a little spot of mold in the middle.
Oh, yeah, that mold spore in the middle of it.
Yeah, and so, you know, I think this account was never meant.
It was, it was never meant to be bashful.
I thought it was, and I was like, this account is awful. Like, I was annoyed. I was like, how could they do this?
Yeah, I was like, bro, there's no need for it, bro.
There's no need. But I think, honestly, the account is here to just bring light to the fact that we are a school that needs nourishment. I mean, a lot of Linda Wood students are athletes.
Just to indeed, like, not even that, more just adapt. Like, as you were about to go into, most of our population at Linda Wood are athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Fact. And I feel like people are going to start, first, we're seeing it like that, as we were saying. We're first seeing, like, yo, this is bashful. There's no need. They're making Linda Wood look bad. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
From that perspective, of course, you're putting this type of thing to the public as a student-made product.
Yeah.
But I feel like now it's more leaning to it it's leading to it, and it needs to lean more into a collective collaboration.
Well, and they have that event.
Yes, on the 17th.
On the 17th.
Where it is a food committee meeting.
Yeah, where you can basically say, this is how I'm feeling about mm-hmm. the food here, and, like, voice your opinion. But I think a lot of people just feel like their opinion is not being heard, so this is their way of doing it.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's weird because I've talked to, like, multiple people who aren't students here but work here, and a lot of people have talked about the food, like students. Mm-hmm. So just at our office, I've talked to pretty much everyone in our office about the food here. Of course, yeah. And they point out that, like, everyone... Excuse me.
Yeah.
Everyone complains about the food at college. Like, nobody is happy with food at college.
Right. This ain't the crib.
But the issue lies in the fact that it is not that it's, like, mediocre or it's the same food every single day and we're just getting bored of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that we do not have healthy options. I mean, as a mm-hmm. vegetarian or a vegan,
yeah,
you have pretty much very to little options. And that's the reason why so many students are going off campus to buy or to rent apartments or mm-hmm. going to the houses. Like, true. I am so excited for when I can move into a house because then I can cook my own food. So then I no longer have to eat this dining food.
Then I raised the question to you, Lauren. I saw in the news, like, yesterday, I think, there's been contemplated debacle about this school. I can't remember if it was, like, Virginia. I think it's somewhere in the Northeast that now is going to start having, well, it's moved to start serving vegan options, going all vegan options.
Oh.
Instead of, right, and as their school, like, meal process. They're going to move out what they have now and start aiming towards an all-vegan platform.
Which... I don't know how I feel about that.
I feel like it's too... I think it's also a middle school, if I'm correct. So I'm like, in that instance, why... To me, it's like, why... I understand you want to start things early, but let's not... They don't even have the consensus to be like, yo... I don't even know what to do when it comes to bad food. Like, I can't even properly tell you that your food is bad. I might just eat it, or I might just throw it away or not even look at it.
Yeah.
They can't give you defined detail. So, at that point, there's no reason.
Yeah, I think food, when it comes to schools, whether mm-hmm. that is a elementary, middle, high school, or college, I think it's important to just look at who you're serving and what they're needing. And here at Lindenwood, we are primarily an athlete school.
Yes, demographic-wise, yes.
Demographic-wise, we are primarily an athlete school. And in order to keep these athletes at their top, at their best, we have to start fueling their body with healthy, clean, non-moldy,
I'm so dead.
Food. So, I think the general consensus is that these accounts bring Lindenwood together as a community
mm-hmm.
and help Lindenwood as a university see what Lindenwood students are feeling and doing, right?
That's how you feel?
Yeah. I mean, what do you think?
I feel like, honestly, the overall, and I say again, this is not to bash Lindenwood. This is not to aim at anything or trying to hinder or aim Lindenwood into a negative type of atmosphere
mm-hmm.
or direction or perspective at all.
Yeah.
It's just outreach. That's all I see. It's just another form of communication between everybody that we've been doing. But instead of having it like, yo, right here, it's more branched.
Yeah.
To the point, it's like, we can have this aspect and mm-hmm. this aspect and this aspect.
Yeah.
Those all aspects are on one thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a wake-up call at all. I don't think it's nothing like a huge, like, outcry, like, wake-up call, yo. It's just a, yo, this is something, I understand this is an issue, mm-hmm. and we just want something to at least have a conversation like adults.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just be like, yo, this has been going on. Mm-hmm. What do y'all see? What do y'all been thinking about this? What are y'all going to do about it? What can we do about it? Mm-hmm. Sit down, conversate. That's really what this, I feel like, this committee is going to aim towards on the 17th. And myself, I would like to go by camp because I have work.
I know. Work and I have everything. I really want to go, though.
I really would like to go. I wish it was, like, either recorded as well.
Or, like, for records. Virtual. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that as well. I would like at least some type of way that it could be broadcasted to our students. Because it's something we have to be here about.
Yeah.
Within our own thing. I'm saying, believe this. If LSG is part of it, we should be a part of it.
Yes.
Definitely. So I'm like, absolutely.
Definitely. Well, you know, I think we both have, like, different views. I think Lindawood as a whole, it's weird because, like, I'm getting a minor in digital marketing. And so a lot of my, same for you. And so a lot of that classes that we take talks about the pros and cons of social media and how it can both unite and, like, crumple societies and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
And so I think these accounts, I mean, there's no really way we can, like,
this is representation.
Control them.
Yeah.
Like, as Lindawood University, they can't really control them. Might as well embrace them. Might as well say, yo.
No, I won't. Definitely embrace. I would say,
embrace them.
I'm not gonna be like, if I was Lindawood, but I would just be like, yo, just see what they got to say.
Yeah.
Just go in there. If I was Lindawood, just go in there with an open mind.
Yeah.
And be like, yo, I know our students are here. They got to be here. I mean, they've been in the dedication, put in the work. Yeah. I know we here. Okay, then why can't we do a compromise? Let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's definitely come together on the 17th, sit down, have some food, talk about this.
Voice our opinions.
And be grown about it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We here for each other. We got to be here for each other. If we don't, who else is?
Exactly.
But ourselves.
And don't forget, please stay sassy.
Yes.